Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Hang up or hang out on Star 102.5.
Back on the phone with Paul from Ankeny. He's 26 and a credit analyst. And Lauren, also from Ankeny and also 26, teacher by day, part-time waitress by night. And they got through the first question. So two more questions. Can they get through those? If so, we're paying for them to go out. And question two is going to Paul first. Colleen has it.
All right, Paul, would you rather go to an amusement park or a family reunion?
A family reunion for sure. Family always comes first.
Okay.
See, I have three brothers and a sister, and we're all like super tight and all live within a few miles from each other.
Okay. Mm,
all right.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right, you, Lauren?
I'd have to go with the amusement park, and I hate amusement parks. But, I mean, at the park, though, I know there's going to be at least 99% less drama. I'll stand in line for an hour for a ride I really don't want to ride instead of hearing my mom and dad argue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Right? Okay.
Or my sister humble bragging about being married with a kid.
The worst.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's face it, family reunions are always in like the heat of summer. You got to bring your own water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's. There you go. That's.
You got to bring your own water.
Water. Really? Nobody lets you have water at their house?
No, because our family reunions were always in like some forest,
like preserve, a shelter,
like
house or something.
Okay. Nick area. Mm-hmm. That's what comes to mind.
You have
for
to bring
me.
Your own
yeah,
water.
You got to bring your own
the
water.
Adversity you've overcome in your life is truly awe-inspiring.
Thank
okay.
You.
Well, there you go. That's question number two. We'll count to three again. And then once again, if you're both still on the line, we'll move on to question three. We'll be one step closer to a date. Here we go. One, two, three.
Hey, can I ask a question first?
Oh.
Sure. I don't know. This has never happened before.
We need to get out the rule.
Let me check the... Yeah. We need a rule.
Sure. Okay.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
Yes.
What is it?
Hey, Paul, do you know Aaron...
What? Oh, Paul. Paul, do you know Aaron... Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is this Paul...
Yeah.
We know each other. Yeah, we've actually already gone out. I remembered you bragging about your stupid tires.
Oh my gosh. What is happening?
Wait a minute.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so you must be sure you knew the crash name. He confirmed. So you two have already gone out.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you do on your date?
Well, we hooked up at that party at Stevie's last summer. Then we went to Mullet's together with Danny and Steph.
Oh, yeah.
You and then you went off the grid or something because you never called or texted me ever again.
Whoa, wait a minute. Oh. This is now morphed into our other segment. This went from a hang-up, hang-out to a what happened.
It did.
So, he then ghosted you?
Yeah. Like, real cool, dude. See ya.
Wait, Lauren, wait, Paul, why did you not call her back?
I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. Never thought I'd run into her again. I mean, I had been in the clear for about a year now, so I thought I was good to go.
Wow.
I guess not.
Yeah, well, when we just put these together, like, they're both from Ankeny, they're 26.
What a coincidence.
It seems like that would be a good fit.
I always say this, Des Moines and surrounding area, not that big. Like, you're 6 degrees, 5 degrees from anybody.
Mm-hmm. So, Lauren, does this mean you're going to hang up and you're done here, or what?
I'm out.
Oh, she's out. Okay. Yep, she hung up.
All right. Okay.
Hang on.
All right.
What line was
Paul? Paul's on line one.
Paul, yeah, she really did hang up.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, you already know each other. Sorry, Paul.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're kind of going away, too, on us. You still there, Paul?
Are you literally inching away from the phone?
If I don't talk into it.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being on the show, Paul. It's clearly not going anywhere. Good luck to you. Take care.
tired of Tinder?
Bored with Bumble?
Mad at Match?
If you want to take a chance on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out, call our after-the-show hotline at 309-4270.